Opponents worry this bill will cause people to think the age of consent is lowered from 16 to 14. That's because this bill recognizes sexual relations between those aged 14 and 18. But Senator Jedediah Hinkle is concerned. 14-year-olds are more vulnerable to persuasion.
And I don't know how many of these cases happen where maybe that's the case. Maybe it isn't love, but maybe it is just a vulnerability to be persuaded to have a sexual relationship.
Hinkle said even though Senate Bill 26 seeks to amend the law only for sentencing, he still thinks it creates inconsistency. Senator Nell Swandle said the law on the age of consent remains intact. Before he was elected to the Senate, he served as a state district judge for Park County. He said these types of cases are not new to judges.
I found that these high school romances happen often. And well, none, especially as a father of a daughter, any father doesn't want to think of their 13, 14, 15-year-old daughter as having sex. It happens all the time.
He added, this bill is not about an adult perpetrator or a pedophile.
It does recognize high school Romeo and Juliet romances, and that maybe we should treat those a little differently than the ones that are by force or we have some 28, 29-year-old and a 14-year-old. It just makes sense in this world.
So what this bill seeks to do is give judges the discretion to provide a lower sentence or fine. More importantly, said the bill's sponsor, Senator Sue Malik, it would also give the judge the ability to keep the individual off of the sexual and violent offender registry.
The bill does not absolve the 18-year-old from their responsibilities to recognize the vulnerability of 14-year-olds. Rather, by not requiring registration on the sexual and violent offender registry, we give the 18-year-old a chance to go back to school, to find a job, and a place to live without being labeled a sex offender on the sexual and violent offender registry.
Senate Bill 26 passed on a preliminary 36-12 vote. It faces a third and final vote. If it passes, it goes to the House for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.